tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning. I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today is Dennis Wu and also Amanda Eckery. And we're going to talk a little bit about a special program that we had running this summer. And actually, first of all, I'd like to thank Amanda for being with us here today. Amanda, thank you for being with us.
I'm glad to be here.
And Dennis Wu, of course, has been my co-host in other programs as well. But Dennis, I'll let you kind of take over and tell us a little bit about how you ran into the Amanda and this special program. We hear about, brain drain, but in our case, we got lucky. We got a brain gain. So she came over here, from what I understand. Is that correct?
Right. Well, here's a long story, very short. I first ran into Amanda at the Youth Jazz Ensemble that the El Paso Friends of Jazz Society had taken over from the old El Paso Jazz Connection. And I watched her grow as both a pianist and as a vocalist. And then she took off. She went to University of North Texas. Well, here's the good part is that we also have a collaborative effort between University of North Texas and UTEP in order to be able to have you come in and be an intern for a summer. That's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah. I think I came by around spring break and I asked if I could do something this summer. And so I'm glad I got the opportunity to come in and work and learn.
And no, Amanda, I was going to tell you, and I've told other people, the fact that, you know, a lot of students, when summertime comes, they either, you know, go to summer school to get some quick 3 hours, it's a lot of work, or they just want to take the summer off or work a little bit. But you're home, you came home, you're with your parents, but you're also decided to keep on learning and further your academic career by volunteering here.
Yeah, I think it's important to, you know, not sit around all day and do nothing because you learn so much. And even though I may not go into like the radio field or something, it's another outlet. It's another thing that I understand now and that I've learned a lot. And I think a lot of it carries over to other aspects. You know, things can go wrong in any situation, in gigs, in life. And, you know, it prepares you, you know, stay on your toes, keeps you alert.
And you're being very humble because you learned very quickly. And before I knew it, I mean, I met you the first time that you were watching Dennis do some stuff. And then within a couple of weeks, you were doing stuff on your own. And then the last week or so, you've been co-hosting the show with him.
Yeah, I take notes, which is helpful too, you know, just be aware of everything that's happening. And then I just take notes every day of what I did so that I don't forget it. So that's helpful too.
Now, when you were at North Texas State, were you, did you already have experience about being on the air?
No, I have no experience really with radio. I've just, you know.
Just music?
Yeah, just music. And then I knew that the jazz show was here. So jazz kind of like brought me here. But I think talking to people on the air, talking to, you know, you all, it's really helped me, you know, with what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to have to be talking to club owners, audiences, and so that's been helpful too.
And tell us, you said you learned kind of a little bit about the other side and the fact that, you know, as a musician, as a performer, you rely on the media to promote your product, to promote your work. And so you had an opportunity to go on the other side and be an announcer and promote some of those other products that some of your peers, some of your colleagues, music colleagues have produced. And so what did you find different, or did you find anything different about this that you thought, what, like, wow, I didn't know that this happened? Were you surprised by anything?
Not too much. I think I kind of understood what was happening, but, you know, it gives you a different point of view. So if I, you know, when I put out an album, I know to, you know, maybe talk to people who are at radio stations and let them know me on a personal level, because, you know, there's thousands of CDs that come in. There's thousands of other musicians trying to get their work out there. And so it's important that you establish a relationship with the media and, you know, treat them like you want to be treated. And so they promote you.
And you have a great personality. From day one, you were very friendly with everybody. I mean, you were on the air, and as Dennis has told our students, when you're on the air, you're talking to one person, because that one person, there may be four or five people in the car, but you're talking to one person, and you did an excellent job of, you know, being natural, conversational, and using your skills to talk to that one person.
Thank you. It's definitely a challenge, because you have to keep in mind that you're talking to an audience, and you're not only talking to one person, but it feels like one person. So, you have
And Dennis, from your point of view, okay, we've been told in journalism school that you never let go of the mic. The mic is yours, and you hold on to it, because once you lose that mic, especially if you're doing an interview, then that person has control of the mic. But in this case, it's not the fact that you were doing an interview, but you're doing a show, and now you have a co-host, and so you're not giving away the mic, but you're lending that mic to somebody. And were you a little bit nervous for, like, maybe the first time? Like, I wonder if it's going to work out, or how it's going to be, etc.
There's always going to be that little bit of trepidation when you walk into a situation, because you never know from moment to moment how things are going to happen. And as Amanda, as you said, things happen on the fly. Like earlier today, as we record this on the 8th of August, we had a problem with the computer not reading one of the files, and kind of brought you back in for another minute before we went into a news update. And you handled it well. It's like, okay, just you had the look of just guide me where I got to go, and then I can pick up for a little bit and then let you go do your thing. And that's wonderful. That's one of the things that I like working with musicians with, because that's all part of improv and comping. It's this whole thing of knowing how to compliment, how to improvise, how to go back to the whole script, if you will, and then get out of it.
And unfortunately, you still do it, but unfortunately, a lot of the other stations have made their celebrities, well, we used to be called celebrities, DJs, into robots, because they're programmed what to say, what to do, whereas before, disc jockeys were personalities, and they were able to talk and discuss the album, discuss the studio session like you do, and tell stories. And nowadays, it's basically just, who did that song? Who's coming up next? And here's a commercial, etc. And that has changed. And it seems like you and Amanda had a pretty good rapport there, going back and forth, just like you and Lawrence did.
Mm-hmm. And the beautiful part is that the format is freeform. I've never from day one ever told anybody at the radio station you can or can't play that. You know, you know basically how it's going to feel, how it's going to fit, and I trust your better judgment. You know, I trust Amanda 100% with the show, like I do with Lawrence Brown. Both of them are so mature at their young age to know what fits with the jazz format that I don't have to worry that there's going to be something that's going to stand out like an enormous saguaro cactus. It all fits. It all flows. And it's beautiful. Amanda, you've done such a wonderful job. I hate to lose you.
Thanks.
But you got to give back to UNT and get on with it all. You know, and hopefully we can get you a radio gig up there.
Yeah, I'm going to go over to KNTU and ask if they've got any positions that I could fill.
Amanda, have you had an opportunity to, well, obviously you've talked to your parents, and I'm sure they're very proud of you, whether you were on the radio or not, because you're, as I mentioned, you have a great personality. You're a very talented student, a very talented young lady. Have you had an opportunity to talk to some of your peers, some of your buddies up at North Texas, and what you've been doing this summer?
Yeah, a lot of them are, you know, they're streaming it on their computers. And they're, you know, they text me, hey, that was super cool. Like, check out this album. Like, it has like a similar vibe. And so I think it's really a community that we have at North Texas, which is really cool. I mean, we're all family, and it doesn't feel like competition. You know, it feels like we're all in the same boat, and we're just helping each other, you know, paddle through. And they're really supportive of it, and they'll just, you know, they give me suggestions too, which is cool.
So I guess what you're going to do now, and it's unfortunate, as Dennis said, that we're going to lose you. However, you're going to be able to take what you learned here and share it with your peers at North Texas State, and vice versa. They can share with you again, like you said, the constructive criticism.
Yeah, definitely. I think it'll be a two-way thing. You know, I go up there and I'll learn so much more, and then I can, you know, hopefully teach them some things too.
Dennis, what are perhaps some of the other things that you would give as far as advice to future students who might be thinking about this, who have heard Amanda on the radio? And, you know, unfortunately, sometimes they'll hear Amanda on the radio or Lawrence, and they automatically think, oh, that's easy. I can do have my own show. And then they realize that there's a lot of work.
There are very few students of this genre that can come in and be able to expound on this subject. And it's a lost art. And fortunately for these two, your personalities lend itself beyond being a musician. When you go in to talk about your new album at a radio station, you'll be able to talk to the personality and say, well, look, you know, I was going for this kind of a vibe based on, and then you'll be able to go from there. And the conversation will always be one-on-one, and that draws in the audience. So I really like what you brought to the table, Amanda.
You know, thank you.
It's all good.
And one of the things that we have not mentioned, the fact that not only have you been on the air, but you've been behind the scenes, and a lot of the interviews that I've done, you have produced, you have engineered, and as Dennis found out yesterday, we've done a lot of interviews within the last few weeks because we need to catch up. But this is not just sitting behind a board and just listening to somebody talk. You got to keep your eye on the levels and make sure that you mix it correctly. And you learned a lot within the last few months.
Yeah, we're doing promos and the whole Adobe Audition program. And so I'm definitely becoming more tech savvy than I was. You have to learn because things are changing, and so you have to
tech is adapt. Like in technology, not Texas
oh,
Tech.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah, definitely.
I hate to lose you, Amanda, but Godspeed to you.
Oh, thank you so much. I've had a really great time here.
And thank you so much for joining us, and our thanks so much for your parents, to your parents for bringing you up like they did, and lend us your talents. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We've been visiting with Dennis Wu and Amanda Eckery. Amanda has been working with us this summer, and she's going back to North Texas in a few weeks. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.